Welcome to Love in Focus, the power of communication in relationships. I'm Rika Lasalm, and this season we're diving deep into the most crucial aspect of any relationship, communication. Today's episode is all about why communication is the foundation of every strong relationship. Whether you're in a new relationship, married for years, or looking to strengthen your connection with your partner, the way you communicate can make all the difference. So let's explore why communication is so important, common pitfalls to avoid, and actionable steps you can take to improve the way you and your partner talk, listen, and connect. Welcome to Love in Focus, the power of communication in relationships. As always, I'm your host, Rika Lasalm, and in this episode, we discuss how to heal and move forward after conflict. Whether it's a minor disagreement or major breach of trust, restoring open and honest communication is key to reconnecting. Why repairing communication after conflict is crucial. Conflict is not the end of a relationship. It's an opportunity for growth and understanding. Ignoring unresolved issues can lead to emotional distance and resentment. Acknowledging mistakes, expressing remorse, and making a plan to move forward strengthens relationships. Here are 5 common obstacles to rebuilding trust that you might encounter in the past or in the present. Not addressing the issue, ignoring it doesn't resolve it. Holding grudges, constantly bringing up past mistakes prevents healing. Lack of apology or accountability. Trust can't be rebuilt without taking responsibility. Fear of vulnerability. Avoiding deep conversations creates distance. And finally, mismatched expectations. Partners may have different ideas about what moving on means. And let me share the repair attempt method that you might use here. And as always, I will give credit where credit is due. And this method is developed by Dr. John Gottman. He defines a repair attempt as any statement or action meant to diffuse tension and reconnect after conflict. And here are the 5 steps that I know you want to know if you want to implement this technique. Acknowledge the conflict. Say, I know our conversation earlier was difficult. Express remorse if needed. I realize I hurt you, and that was not my intention. Check in on feelings. Ask, how are you feeling about everything now? Offer a solution. Suggest, let's make a plan to handle this differently next time. And finally, use humor or affection. A joke or simple touch can signal a desire to reconnect. Now, I will give you a case study, and as always, results are not typical, implied, or guaranteed. You might need professional help if you can't fix your conflict resolution with your partner. So bear that in mind before we continue with this case study. Ethan and Maria had an ongoing conflict about work-life balance. After learning about repair attempts, they made intentional efforts to reconnect. Maria acknowledged her frustration but expressed it calmly. Ethan validated Maria's feelings instead of getting defensive. They set weekly check-ins to prevent miscommunication. And here are the 5 actionable takeaways for rebuilding trust that I want you to take with you after listening or watching this episode. Don't avoid tough conversations. Address issues sooner rather than later. Take responsibility for your part. Even if you don't think you were wrong, acknowledge your partner's feelings. Use the repair attempt method. Simple phrases like, I don't want to fight, let's fix this together, help, rebuild through actions, not just words. Apologies should be followed by consistent positive changes. And finally, set boundaries for moving forward. Decide together how to handle similar conflicts in the future. And the examples provided, including Ethan and Maria's story, are for illustrative purposes only. Results are not implied or guaranteed. If trust has been severely damaged, consider seeking guidance from a licensed therapist or counselor. And I've written a blog post about that you can check out in the link below. Don't forget that you will also find a link to the free giveaway.
where you will get the full transcript for easy references as well as a repair attempt worksheet. And in episode 8 of Love in Focus, the power of communication in relationships, we explore how to reconnect and rebuild trust after conflict. Listen now and download your free repair attempt worksheet. The link is, as always, in the description below. And also, don't forget to like and subscribe, give a comment below, and talk about how you have resolved conflicts in the past, perhaps, or if you have heard of another method that you think might be helpful. Thank you for tuning in to episode 8 of Love in Focus, the Power of Communication in Relationships. Be sure to download the free PDF and don't forget to subscribe, because in the next episode, we'll discuss how to communicate about emotional needs and create a stronger emotional connection.